OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I have to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up for you. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we welcome Grammy Award-winning and multi-platinum-selling songwriter, producer, engineer, co-founder of Karma Productions, co-creator of Forever Music, Inc., and the creator of Ethical Music Entertainment, Carvin Hagen. And then later we'll meet a very talented artist who he has taken under his wing. As always, I want you to be part of the discussion, so call with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in the chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight? Ms. Parker there? I know she was in the gym, so she'll probably be joining us a little bit later on. Anyway, generally we talk about a weekend. Weekend for me was pretty laid back. Didn't do a whole lot. I couldn't perform, but I wasn't feeling well, so I didn't. But I am performing actually this coming Wednesday at Organics Lounge. They're having this launch party, and they've asked me to perform there. So I'll be doing that Wednesday. So if you're in Atlanta, it's Organics Lounge, and it's going to be starts at 7 o'clock. So anyway, Adam, Chike, what's going on?
Going on, brother.
Hey, how's it going?
How y'all doing?
We're doing well. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, Adam.
How are you? Hey, Michelle.
There's Ms. Parker.
Hey, TK.
Hey, lady.
What's going on?
What did you see this weekend, Adam?
I saw Seven Psychopaths, and I don't know if you guys have heard about this one. It's kind of been a mid to small release, but it's an interesting kind of, I guess, drama comedy with Colin Farrell, Sam Rockwell, Woody Harrelson, and who's the other guy? Christopher Walken. So it has a good amount of good names in it. And basically, it's by the guy who did In Bruges, a British kind of comedy. And the main plot is Colin Farrell's a screenwriter, and he's trying to write his next story called The Seven Psychopaths. So he's trying to come up with ideas for these guys. And his pals, Sam Rockwell and Christopher Walken, they're dog nappers. Pretty much they kidnap dogs and return them to their owners for the reward. So they run a little scam. And then things get interesting when they steal the dogs from a mob boss. And so he's going at any lengths to come after them to get his dog back because it's his, you know, his prized possession. So a lot of comedy, a lot of smart dialogue. There's a lot of violence. There's nudity. There's, you know, language. So just a warning on that end. But if you like, sorry?
That's my type of movie. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So if you like the movies like In Bruges and you like this one, it is a little weird, just to give you a warning. It is goes all over the place a little bit, and it's a self-aware movie, so it kind of talks about stuff in the movie that happens, like kind of those gives the overview of the movie. But, yeah, really good, really enjoyable, and, you know, you see a great performance from Colin Farrell, which is always good because I think he does better in the roles where he's not trying to be the superhero or be the macho guy, the kind of the more realistic roles. And, of course, Christopher Walken does great, and Sam Rockwell and Woody Harrelson do great also in it, so... highly recommend if you're looking for something different this weekend.
Check it out.
How about you, TK?
I actually saw Alex Cross with Mr. Tyler Perry, Edward Burns, Matthew Fox, Jim Reno, and, you know, I've been waiting for this movie for a while because I wanted to see something different from Tyler Perry, like something outside of his world, you know, that he didn't write and he didn't direct. But, yeah, no, it's not.
It wasn't good?
I didn't appreciate it. Matthew Fox did his thing. Matthew Fox acted his patootie off in this movie. I really believe that he was crazy. It's just something, for me, it's just something about Tyler Perry in front of the camera. I need him on the other side of the camera. He does best there. He does well writing. He does well directing. Acting, it's not his thing. I'm sorry. Apologies to all those Tyler Perry fans out there. I'm just not feeling him in front of the camera. He's not believable to me. And if people that aren't familiar with Alex Cross is the character that Morgan Freeman brought to the spotlight from like Kiss the Girls, Along Came a Spider. It's the same character.
I was wondering how they go from Morgan Freeman to Tyler Perry. I mean, and have him playing an action role. Like, who decision was that? They need to be fired.
I'm going to tell you why. And why is because it's still under Lionsgate, which is his distributor. So it was an easy move for them. And Tyler Perry does have a box office draw, so they thought win-win. You know, he wants to do it. He works for us anyway, so why not just put him in the role? Boo. No, Tyler Perry is not a dramatic actor that way. I don't even think he's a comedic actor that way unless he has the dress and the wig on. Seriously. I just don't see him in those types of roles. And then when it got to the action scene with the fighting and stuff, like I almost laughed. That's how far-fetched it was. I just don't see him other than Madea. I don't see him acting, period. If he's not Madea, I don't want to see him. And I'm not saying this to make like 1,000 Madea movies. That's not why I'm saying it. I just think that he's a better writer and a better director and a producer than he is an actor. This was not the right role for him.
And I heard he lost like 30 pounds for this role.
He's fit. He's fit in the movie. He even did a shirtless scene. He's fit. But no. No.
All
right. All praise goes to Matthew Fox.
If you think they put someone else in, maybe like a Will Smith or something, it would have been a little bit better?
I would have preferred them to get an unknown, to make someone new a star. It would have been more believable.
And the story was still good, though.
The story was good, but I just couldn't get past Tyler. I just couldn't get past it. You know, and his subpar acting against those people that were in the movie that could really act, you know, it was, sorry.
Wow. Shout out to Tyler Perry.
Hey, Tyler.
What is there coming up that you're looking forward to?
Wow. Of course, we keep talking about the Oz movie. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, yeah. Adam? Oz, Great Magnificent. That one's looking good. Silent Hill looks kind of interesting. You know, I'm not big on the horror movies usually, but it kind of looked a little exciting based on the video game.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to have a lot of content in it, but I've never been one to really, like, flock to gaming movies.
They tend
to fall short. I know we're both looking for Skyfall, the James Bond movie. We're both looking for that one.
Yeah, Skyfall, Cloud Atlas, which is the Wachowski brothers, the guys who did The Matrix. That's one of their newest movies. I don't even understand what it's about yet, but it has a lot of big names in it. So it has that many big names, they must believe in the project. So that one might be interesting also.
How about the new Tom Hanks, Halle Berry movie?
That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, okay. I understand that they both signed on to do this without even knowing what it was about. They blindly signed to do this movie. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they each play, I think, five different characters.
Yep, they play so many different characters.
Yeah.
Wow. TK, just to piggyback off your review of Tyler Perry in the movie, Carla and I, you know, we chatted throughout the show, and she was saying how one of the writers who does movie reviews as well basically agreed with you 100% Lauren Tyler Perry in this role. So
Nice.
We said poor Tyler, but he's not poor. We said poor Tyler, but he's not poor. There's nothing poor about him. But anyway, on to the day. Well, thank you both, and we'll continue to we'll look forward to talking to you next week about some more movies.
Absolutely.
All right,
All right.
Ms. Parker, how are you feeling? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Didn't do too much. Had a bachelor party on Friday and kind of chilled out the rest of the weekend. Not feeling too well. I actually was trying to find my third flu when I was trying to call in and do that at the same time. So I apologize for being a little late. But I went to the gym and I couldn't even get through. I was breathing hard. Like I was bruised, trying to get up the stairs. I felt horrible. Chest was burning. I couldn't get through it. But you know, everybody in the office been sick, so.
Yeah, they have been. Well, we see you got a makeover over the weekend. Looking good.
Thank you. Game for the wintertime.
Well, you know, the presidential debate is going on right now, and I was watching it prior to, like, up to the minute that we had to go live. And it is another heated one. I will say it's a very heated debate. The third debate, you know, this would be the final debate. This is President Obama's final debate, period. Obviously, he won't be campaigning anymore for presidency after this election. But very good debate. President Obama's holding his ground. He's calling Mitt Romney out. Mitt Romney, for some reason, I just don't buy it. I don't buy what he's selling. You know what I mean?
I think at this point, everyone knows pretty much what they're going to do.
Exactly.
You know, there are a few people who call themselves undecided, but I think it's more on they haven't decided on what's more important, which issues are more important, because they're two different people and have two very different views. So there's no way you can be confused. I think the only confusion or, you know, the only way you can be undetermined is, if, you know, there are several issues that you're not sure about and you have conflicting, you know, views on certain issues. But, I think everyone who at this point have already made up their mind who they're going to vote for. And I think everyone, we need to go ahead and promote early voting. Please get out there and vote as possible.
And you've done that, right?
Yes, I went ahead and voted. And this is how I see it. I'm not running around holding Obama flag either, but I truly believe that if you don't vote for someone, try to vote against someone. You know, there's a third candidate out there, a libertarian candidate. Look him up. See if he fit what you're looking for. Vote for him, just especially as being African-American. I think it's important that you vote no matter what. I think that, you know, not voting is voting, and I strongly believe that if you're not going to vote for somebody, vote against someone and exercise your right.
Absolutely. Well, let's bring Aaron in. Aaron, are you watching the debate?
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
Man, this over. President Obama game, set, match. It's over. Governor Romney looks like he's just lost. It's kind of like in the first debate, President Obama was kind of out of it, so to speak.
Yeah.
But at least President Obama knew what he was talking about in the first debate. Governor Romney is out of it in this debate and doesn't really know what he's talking about. And President Obama is just cool. He's cool. He knows the facts. He's just stating. He's actually teaching Governor Romney stuff. Like, he's educating people. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it's great, too. So what's going on in sports?
Well, before I talk about sports, man, I got to give Tyler Perry a shout-out, man. Tyler Perry, yo, bruh, I support your movies, man, all your movies. I think you are mad talented. You know, some people didn't like your new movie, the Alex Cross movie. I personally haven't seen it. I've heard some good, and I've heard some not so good. But, you know, I got to give him props, you know. More power to him, and hopefully he'll get better and better as an action star, actor type of guy. But anyway,
I mean, that was a big risk. It's kind of like a comedian going to, remember when, what's his name? Jim Carrey. Remember when Jim Carrey went into that horror movie, like 28 or whatever it was called? it just wasn't received because everyone knew him for being in one category. You know what I mean? And I think Tyler Perry is kind of
He's typecast. Yeah, he's kind of typecast as
with
the funny black guy, church put on the wig and dress. And
not Will Smith. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
what
about sports?
Oh, yeah. Sports, man, this weekend was crazy, yo, in sports. All of my football teams lost. All of them. All of them.
Sorry, I'm going to laugh.
It was horrible. West Virginia lost. They got, they got their beat again, like they did last week. I'm moving on. The Redskins, they were so close. They had the game, man. They had the win up in New York, man, against the Giants. I so wanted them to get that. Robert Griffin III is an amazing talent. He is an outstanding quarterback. He's amazing. Just to watch him play is better to me. He's better than Michael Vick during Vick's rookie year. To me.
Oh, wow.
And Vick was great. You know, we all know Vick was electric his rookie year.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Griffin III to me is even better. Just amazing. But the Redskins need a secondary because their defense is not good. All right, moving on. The Baltimore Ravens, one of my other teams, man, they got embarrassed down in Houston by the Texans. Ray Lewis is actually injured. He's actually out of the order for the season, yeah, and he's pretty much the heart and soul not only of the defense for the Ravens, but for the whole team. Like, he is the leader of the Ravens, and with him being out, it's a major loss for the team. But Terrell Suggs is actually back with the Ravens. I don't know if you know, he was actually hurt late last season into the off season. He actually had surgery on his I think it's his Achilles tendon, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for certain, but I think that's what it is. Anyway, at a minimum, it was supposed to have been six months before he can get back playing. Brother is back playing now. He has surgery in May, and it's October, and he's already back playing. So and he had a sack already his first game back. So big ups, Suggs, man. You are a beast, brother. I'm glad that you're back and that you're healthy, and hopefully the Ravens will come back and win their next game. I see. What else? Oh, congratulations to the Indiana Fever. They're the 2012 WNBA World Champions. They defeated the Minnesota Lynx last night. So congratulations to the Fever. Tamika Catchings, she was named the WNBA Finals Most Valuable Player. Congratulations to her. Charles Woodson of the Packers, he's out for at least 6 weeks with a broken collarbone. So my prayers go out to you, brother. Hope you get well soon. Also, former Washington Wizards guard Gilbert Arenas, I'm sure you all might know of him. Actually, his children's mother is one of the stars of Basketball Wives LA. He's about to sign a 1-year contract with a team out of China. Now, Gilbert is an 11-year NBA veteran. He's only 30 years old. He's a 3-time NBA All-Star, and he has career averages of over 20 points per game. Why is he playing overseas? I don't understand, but nobody here in the NBA picked him up this year. So brother's got to make his money. I understand, but just being 30 years old and having those kind of numbers and not being picked up.
Yeah,
I don't want to say maybe there's an issue as far as with this character or not, because I don't know Gilbert. So, but I just think that's kind of odd that no team picked him up with those kind of numbers. But anyway. We'll see. I will keep you posted on that. And let's see. That's pretty much it. Oh, yeah. The Falcons had a bye this week because I I guarantee you, if the Falcons would have been playing this weekend, they would have probably lost too. I mean, all my teams were just lost, all of them.
They just lost. This was a good week for you.
Yeah, yeah. So thank goodness that the Falcons had an bye week.
Yeah.
All right, I'm about to finish watching this debate, man, because it is good, man.
It is good.
President Obama stepped it up, man. Yes. Amen.
All right, well, we definitely appreciate
Steven,
you.
Steven, really quick, can next week we talk about the election, since it'll be like the last week before the election?
We're actually going to do a show the day before the election.
Okay, cool.
So we'll do that.
All right,
man. All right.
Have a good one.
Ms. Ferguson, what's going on with you?
Nothing much. What's going on with everybody? Hey, Ms. Ferguson, good to hear your voice.
You too, Ms. Parker. I'm sitting up here watching the debate. But actually, let me stop lying. We just got through watching Scandal. And now I'm watching the debate.
You know what?
I know, right?
Everybody seems to love that show, Scandal.
That's why we're just a real one, right? What'd you say?
Everyone seems to really love that show, Scandal.
Oh, it's excellent. It is excellent. I love my TV. It is excellent.
Yeah.
So I just had to look at the fake president before I looked at the real one. So now, you know, I'm okay now. So now I'm supposed to
be good. You're good. Right.
So I have a couple of things for you guys tonight that I wanted to tell everybody about. First of all, it's listed last on my list of sales, but I wanted to mention it first because this is something that I don't talk about often, even though I have before. You know, around this time of year, they start clearing out the fall inventory for the upcoming winter inventory. So I just wanted to tell everybody, before it's too late and before all the trash gets in the store and the clearance items, I want everybody, men and women, to go to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and check out their clearance items. They have lots and lots of things on sale. They even still have some summer inventory on sale at TJ Maxx and Marshalls. So, but they have some great, great clearance items. I went up there today just to check it out at lunch, and they had tons of things. I had to have so much willpower to not buy anything. It was hard. It was real hard, y'all. Just got to tell you. But they have a ton of stuff. They have fall sweaters. They have summer dresses. Just a nice mix of everything. They don't have any boots on sale yet, but they do have, like, pumps and sandals. And, of course, if you go, like, if you're looking for designer goods, you can go to the Off the Runway TJ Maxx. And I think there's one in Howell Mill Row. There's one if you're in the Atlanta area, of course. The Perimeter Mall area and Buckhead. Those are the three that spring to mind that specifically have a section set aside for designer goods. And they have some of those designer goods on sale, too. So I just wanted to mention that just to let everybody know that this is a great time to shop TJ Maxx and Marshalls. It's a great time of year. One of my favorite times of year for TJ Maxx and Marshalls because it's clearing out, making room for, like, all of the winter stuff, you know, they're clearing out for Christmas items and things. And this would just be a great, great time to shop. Nine West, today is the last day to shop their friends and family event. I think I told you guys about this last week. If I didn't, I'm so sorry. But tonight is the last night to shop it if you want to save 30% off of your purchase. New York and Company, they're having a fall clearance sale, where you can save up to 70% off on their clearance items. Tonight is the last night to shop there and save as well. The Limited, I know I'm telling you guys about a lot of stuff last minute, but I'm telling it to you as I'm getting it. Today is the last day to shop at the Limited and get 40% off of original price items. So, you know, just shop online at limited.com. ASOS.com, a store that I tell you guys about often. If you shop there now, you can get 25% off the season's hottest dresses. And this is a great sale because it's giving you time to prepare for those holiday parties. They have all types of dresses on sale. And, you know, probably in the next month or so, everybody's going to start gearing up for the holidays. They're going to need, like, those nice dresses and everything, all the ladies. So I would suggest that they go to ASOS.com just to check it out and see what they have online. because they have tons of dresses on sale. Today is the last day to shop belts, friends, and family event. If you're shopping now, you can save up to 50% off of several brands. And if you were shopping in the store, my personal favorite belt is the one at Phipps Plaza, but they have tons of things online as well. And if you shop tonight, you can get an additional 20% off of several items as well. Now through the 23rd of this month, which is tomorrow, if you shop Neiman Marcus Last Call, they're giving an extra 30 to 40% off of women's apparel, shoes, handbags, jewelry, and so much more. Just check it out online. I mean, it's too much. It's too much. Too many things to even mention. I love Last Call Neiman Marcus because if you're in the neighborhood for any type of designer deals, these are definitely deals. You're not going to pay full price at Neiman Marcus Last Call because, like I often tell you guys, Neiman Marcus Last Call is the outlet for Neiman Marcus. So if you're looking for like any type of designer handbags, sunglasses, shoes, jeans, sweaters, anything, they're 30 to 40% off. And last but not least, the Gap Outlet is having, and this is for men and women, Stephen. The Gap Outlet now through, and this sale, I love this sale because they're telling you way, way, way in advance instead of those like, hurry up and shop tonight or hurry up and shop by tomorrow type deals. This sale ends on the 4th of November. So if you shop at Gap Outlet now, you can get a store-wide savings of up to 60% off of the entire store. So that's store-wide. It's everything in the store is up to 60% off. So I don't know if you're like me and you want to shop early for Christmas, but if you do, I try to get my gifts as early as possible because I don't want the things to run out, my items to run out. This is a perfect sale for you because you can gear up and you can save. You can gear up on Christmas items, Christmas gifts, and you can save a lot of money. But, of course, you have to go to the actual outlet store because this is a Gap Outlet. There's a Gap Outlet at Discover Mills, and there's also a Gap Outlet of 400 if you're in Georgia. Of course, what did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. And there's also one down. I can go on for hours about how many Gap Outlets there are in the Atlanta area. But you can look them up online as well. So that's the last show I have to tell you guys about.
And are they all on budgetshopaholic.com?
They surely are, yes.
Okay. She held her promise, y'all. All right. Well, thank you. And there'll be a link for that on our Facebook page as well. Thank you, Jeanette. Have a good night, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Stephen.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, Ms. Parker.
Ms. Parker, what are the top stories in entertainment?
Entertainment, not really too much going on this week. Read a story earlier about a 14-year-old girl dying in her sleep from drinking Monster. Her mom said that she was a regular drinker of, you know, the energy drink. And I heard that all these energy drinks, including Red Bull, is not good for your heart.
I heard
so
they're not good for you,
she's suing a company. And I thought that was pretty interesting. I've been trying to watch this video when it come up about a guy in Florida or Miami who terrorized his neighborhood for 4 years. Like, he was like the neighbor from hell, but I haven't been able to see the video, so I may talk about that next week. That seemed pretty interesting. I'm not sure if anything else is going on. The only thing that people have really been talking about, water cooler topics, have been, of course, debate. The president election and voting and things like that. And also I heard a conversation about Rihanna and Chris Brown again. Obviously they've been hanging out a lot and there have been a whole lot of videos and pictures of them being together. Sheree finally won her case with child support. She is going to get $75,000, yes, Sheree, from the former member of Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get $75,000 in back child support, and he is going to have to start paying child support every month, and I believe it's $2,000 a month.
Wow.
Adele had her baby. Congratulations to her. She really, really wanted to find love and have a home and kids and all that. So it seemed like she'd done that and they're very happy for her. Love her.
So definitely congratulations to her, and her, I believe it's her fiance. I don't think they're married yet.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, the fiance.
Definitely congratulations to them. Do you have anything else to add?
Just two stories real quick. You know, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they did a bid to trademark Blue Ivy's name.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, they lost that bid, which I didn't think they were going to win it anyway. And then finally, what was my last thing I was going to tell you? Oh, they premiered the extended trailer for the upcoming season of Housewives of Atlanta. You know, a lot of people thought that Kim was not going to be on this season. Well, there's a lot of her in the trailer, so I think she's going to be on there. And they've even added her to.
She's not in the promo shots and stuff that I've seen.
You're right. Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, they have the promo shots where they have all the ladies. Well, the new one, they've added her to it.
Oh, they have?
So, yeah, that's all the trailer.
Wow, because I thought she was branching off of her own thing.
Yeah, no, she's back on there. And, you know, of course, there's Oregon and fighting. They have the two new casts, Kenya, the former Miss USA.
When is it coming out?
It comes on November or something, early November, so next month. So.
Oh,
okay. Anyway.
And quickly, congratulations
okay.
to Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake. They got married over the weekend,
I believe.
So definitely
wow.
congrats to them. Yeah, I love Jessica and Justin together, so congrats
wow.
to them.
We'll take a quick commercial break and come back with Mr. Carvin Haggins. We'll be right back.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Ms. Parker, before we get to Mr. Haggins, I'm watching the debate on mute, right, because we're doing the show. And apparently Mitt Romney is giving his closing remark. And if someone could take a picture and caption the way President Obama was looking at him, it's like he wants to say something crazy. But anyway, Carvin G. Haggins is a Grammy Award-winning and multi-platinum-selling songwriter, producer, engineer, co-founder of Karma Productions, co-creator of Forever Music Incorporated, and creator of Ethical Music Entertainment. The Philadelphia native has written hit songs for Mary J. Blige, Jill Scott, Faith Evans, Justin Timberlake, Raheem Devine, Music Soul Child. Carvin has always believed that the best songs come from life experiences, real life experiences, and has earned a reputation for creating songs that mean something. To Carvin, it is important, as the music, is raising up another generation of musicians and writers and producers that create real music. In an effort to give young people an opportunity to explore their artistic potential, Carvin is one of the founders of the Creative Minds Performing Arts School. School will be housed Karma Junior Productions and is projected to open in Philly next year, 2013. Please help me welcome to the show the very talented Mr. Carvin Haggins. Welcome to the show.
Yo, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And for the record, everybody call me Carvin Haggins, but it's really Carvin Haggins.
Haggins. See? You know
but
what?
It's all good. It's all good.
Carvin Haggins. I'm glad you're
yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Know, I'm glad to have you on because, you know, we so subtly hear from the people behind it. You always hear, you know, the singers and the stars. I mean, you've co-written and worked with Music Soul Child on Love, one of his biggest songs. You know, then duet with him and Mary J. Blige, If You Want to Leave, If You Leave. And then my song by Jaheim, Gotta Find My Way Back, just to name a few. You've worked on some big hits. And then you also affiliated with the Nighty Professor 2 soundtrack, Love Jones, Rush Hour 2. How does it feel for you when you look back on some of all the things that you've worked on and all you've accomplished? How does that feel like on a personal level?
Well, you know, on a personal level, I feel blessed, man. And it's funny how you may walk in a world of darkness not knowing where you're going, but God kind of directs your path and makes sure you go exactly where he wants you to go, because he got a master plan at the end. So
while all of
this stuff was being accomplished, never really paid attention to what we were doing. It was just the excitement, but never understood the impact and the change on people that we were making. But, you know, again, all of it is just a blessing.
Yeah, because I was going to ask that, because that was going to be my question. When you're actually creating the hits, and these hits are coming out and Grammy nominations, and I know you got 5 Grammy nominations recently, when those things, are you able to take it all in, or is it something that you kind of have to look back on later on? Are you able to take it in while it's going on?
You know what? No, honestly, man, none of this stuff is actually, I can't say that myself nor my partner, I'm going to speak for him right now, but we don't really look at this industry from the sensationalism of it. And
mm-hmm.
we're trying to make a move and make a change. So every move is a good look to change things to a higher and greater standard. So while we're doing what we're doing, this is our job. You know what I mean? This isn't our
right.
playground. So
mm-hmm.
when you're on the playground and you do a flip off the swings, you can look back and be like, yeah, that was fun. But when you're at
work
and you get done your job, you say, good. I'm glad. I hope people approve of this job, and then you go on to the next job. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't really take a second to stop and live in the sensationalism of what happened, because that's God's gift. That's God's blessing. So I just
exactly.
hope that I'm looking good for him, and that's it.
So when you work with these artists, do you actually get to meet them, go in the studio with them, or are you just sending them the songs?
No. The way Ivan and myself work, we actually sit down with the artists before we work with them, and we got to make sure that we are in line as the way we think, the way we appreciate the music, if we have the same integrity for the music, because, again, this is a gift, and we don't like to just give our gift to anybody.
Right.
So it's almost like an interview process to make sure they feel about this move the way we feel about the move, and if they do, then we're willing to go in and get it done. So it's we got to fill them out. And the way we produce it, everything that we do is custom fit. So if you need a song, we need to talk to you about your life and about where you're from and about what you do and how you think. Then we create the song and the music to make sure that when you're doing this record, you ain't acting or being phony by no means.
Right. So you started roughly in early 2000s. With another company at that time. Now, how are you able to keep... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, actually, we started in 1993 with Jazzy Jeff with A Touch of Jazz, yeah.
Okay. You met Ivan in 2000, is that correct?
Yeah, I met Ivan in 90, 95, 96.
Okay. Well, I'm getting everything wrong. But
anyway, no, that's cool.
But my question is, how are you able to keep the hits relevant, keep the songs relevant from the early 90s to the 2010s now, that you're able to still keep those songs relevant? You know, a lot of people, they fall out in different phases. You know, they were hot in the 90s, and then they can't make that crossover. What's been the key for you?
But you know what? Again, I got to go back to the word blessing. It's a blessing to be able to come out and then be consecutively in the top 10 charts for 14 years now.
Yeah.
And I think what it is that what we do and the way we create is just real. Like, it's real
mm-hmm.
to life. There's nothing phony about what we do. When you create something phony, then it'll last for. You know how it goes. If you play a trick on somebody, it only lasts as long as you can keep them deceived in the trick.
Right.
But as soon as they figure out the trick, then the joke is over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but when you give somebody something real, like real always lasts forever. The truth is forever. So when you give people the truth and you continually feed them the truth without trying to sparse it up or spice it up to make it seem relevant to the times, then you kill yourself when you try to do that. But as long as you keep it real, it stays forever.
So who are some of the artists now that are out that you, because I know it's all about, you know, having that authentic music and real music. Who are some of the artists out now that you think are staying true to that?
I mean, there's still quite a few. I mean, Faith is back at it. Some of the old school has actually came back to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I can't even front on Beyonce. Beyonce is, she's true to R&B. She's one of the truest to R&B, even though she has pop going.
Yeah.
But she's one of the truest. Mary is there. Keisha Cole is there.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasia is there. I mean, there's some that's really working and continuing that push. You know what I mean?
Why do you think R&B music doesn't get the huge recognition that it once got? Why everything's now pop-driven and, you know, kind of infused that kind of pop sound. Why do you think R&B is just not getting that love anymore? Or like
I don't know. I think, you know, some things are based off of the machine. And when the machine thinks something works properly for them to make money, like the ultimate plan of the machine is to make money. So, granted, if Mary J. Blige or Beyonce can come out and sell what she sell, but they can sell a million of throw your booty in the air and clap your cheeks.
Right,
and if they can make a quick flip off of some ignorance, then why not, you know, why not make that quick flip? And
right,
I think the issue now is that the machine has been making so many quick flips, they haven't been able to say, uh-oh, we need to get catalog music, which is the music that makes the industry last forever. What brings value to every record label is catalog music, to be able to go back and do a remix version of the Beatles album, or to do a new mix on a Thriller album. See, that's what they call catalog music, and that music will sell forever. Right now, they're not creating catalog music.
No.
And you know, in the next 10 years, there's not going to be anything to remake or remix, because nobody's going to want to be wobbly back then.
Right, exactly. Well, talk to us about Ethical Music Entertainment and Forever Music Incorporated.
Well, Forever Music is exactly what it is. It's Ivan and I, we've been doing it forever, but we just chose to put a label on it now, Forever Music. It's that music that will last forever. The same way you get in your car and you can put on a Marvin Gaye record right now, and then you put on What's Going On from back then, and it sounds like he just made it this year. You know what I mean? It's forever music. It's
timeless.
Music that will never die, you know, or something that they got to remake. I mean, look at Anita Baker just came out. She remade a Tyrese record lately.
Uh-huh.
You feel what I'm saying? But that's forever. That's forever music. So our goal is, this is what we make, and this is what we create, and this is what we do, forever music. So the idea of the label came about, honestly, with myself and this artist by the name of Latif. And then, you know, while me and Latif was working on this mixtape that we put out called Breath of Fresh Air, I was like, yo, dude, this is forever music. We just forever music. So that's where it came from. And then we just went and incorporated and made it a label. And then from that label, it started to build arms. And it was like, you know what? Ethical music is what we want to make. And in creating ethical music, it's like when I'm sitting listening to music with my kids in the car, I got to turn the radio off because they saying some outlandish stuff that I'm like, man, as a parent, I feel wrong for sitting in the car with my daughter listening to this rapper talking about raping somebody and whatever he going to do to her. So it was like, yo, we need to create some music for the youth that they can actually listen to it where it won't be brain pollution. We got this movement right now called Stop the Brain Pollution. So it's like we just don't want to keep polluting the brain without giving it good music. So ethical music came about, and then we found an artist by the name of Bria Marie, who is like this great kid who is just good, kind-hearted, saved, open, ambitious, and want change. She don't want to be out there looking like a hoochie with a booty out and trying to sell sex without selling music. Like, you know, we don't sell music no more. Like, for black music, it's sad to say, we sell sex before we sell music.
That's true. Well, listen, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to meet Bria Marie. your artist. I believe this is the first artist you signed. We're going to meet her, and we'll talk more with Carve when we come right back after this.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now, Bria Marie is the first artist signed to Ethical Music Entertainment, Forever Music Incorporated. A singer, songwriter, rapper, musician, and dancer, the D.C. native is about to explode on the scene with her debut CD, produced by Grammy Award-winning producers Carvin Hagens and Ivan Varius, I believe I said that right. New, organic, and fresh, Bria Marie's voice is the sound of a new type of artistry. Ethical Music is more than a company. It's a movement to develop music and other media that entertains and uplifts. Her first single, French Fries and Apple Pies, featuring DJ Jazzy Jeff, was released July 4th, 2012. We'll be playing that in our next segment with our playlist. Please tell me welcome to the show, Bria Marie. Welcome to the show, Bria Marie.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to congratulate you on all your success so far. Congratulations. But before we speak,
thank you so much. To God be the glory.
Amen, amen. Carvin, tell us, why is she the next big thing here? You talked a little bit about her in the last segment, but what obviously is about talent? Explain her talent. Describe her talent.
First of all, she's a dope singer. She's an incredible student. Her time is impeccable. Vocal range is incredible. I mean, she's just all that, and she's clean, and she wants to be clean, and she's a respectable woman, and she demands respect. And it's a joy to work with her.
That's great. Well, Bria, do you go by Bria Marie or Bria, or what do you go by?
You can call me Bri.
Bri, good, okay. Okay, great. Well, I know that you said... One of the reasons why you work so hard is because you want to be able to give back. How do you want to give back?
Well, I think a lot of kids, a lot of teenagers have things that they want to say and they never really get to say them. So in middle school, I was definitely a nerd. And I was really trying to fit into that popular group. And I really didn't know how to express myself. So through my music, I'm hoping that I can help those people that really don't know how to say things for themselves, or they just need somewhere to relate to. You know, we've really tried to be extremely honest in my music to help those kids that feel like they're bullied and feel like they don't fit in, just to feel like they fit in. And another thing, just moving to Philadelphia. When I moved here, I realized that the community needs help from anybody that can give it. You know, I started serving the homeless at a homeless shelter in Philadelphia, and it was just the most eye-opening experience. I went to a high school in Philly, and I saw that they need books. They need help to make the school look better, and it just seeing those things. I want to give my heart to them. You know, I want to make sure I can do as much as I can to help everyone.
So how would you describe the music that you're creating, the music you want to create? What kind of music can we expect from your debut album? I know it's coming out soon.
Well, it's really, I would say the genre is like hip-hop, R&B with like a pop touch to it.
Okay.
It's really... it's kind of eclectic, I would say. really, it's just honest. It's stories from my life that Carvin has definitely awesome helped me write all of this. So it's really just an honest story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one thing I was impressed about, you know, at the age of 7, you joined your school choir. At the age of 8, you were reading music, mastering the violin, learning to play piano. Obviously, music was very important to you early on. When do you remember falling in love with music?
Well, my father is a drummer.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure that hearing him, you know, play when I was younger helped. But I do remember the earliest memory of music I can remember is being in the car with my mom listening to Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
The way that she just poured herself out on that record, I don't even remember which one it was, but it was just pouring herself out, and it was something that I wanted to be able to do through my music and make people feel something just from the sound of my voice.
And I know not only do you do music and, you know, dancing, you also are going to be doing some acting. You did acting in school, high school. You were in The Wiz. did you catch the acting bug after that experience?
I really did. You know, acting is a great way to, you know, to express yourself, and it was definitely fun throughout high school doing musicals and things. Hopefully, I'll be able to get into more acting things as I continue with my career.
Right, right. Well, right now you're really focused on the music aspect.
Yeah, yeah. I'm learning as much as I can from Carvin and Ivan. You know, Carvin is an awesome teacher. He's extremely knowledgeable, and I'm super blessed to be able to work with him. I'm just learning so much.
So how did you meet Carvin and Ivan?
it's a funny story. Carvin's whispering stalker right now. you know, they say social media is the most powerful thing right now.
Oh, it really is.
Carvin said I'm a student, so they've taught us to use the internet as much as we can. So I knew I wanted to work with Carvin, so I found him on every social media site possible, and I messaged him on every single one, and I guess he got tired of me and responded on Facebook.
So what advice would you give, because you're, you know, about to embark upon, which I believe is going to be a huge career, but what advice would you give to someone who is trying to figure their way, they want to do this, they want to make music, they want to be in entertainment, but they don't know which way to go? What advice would you give them as someone who is on the come up now?
I would definitely first say you need to have a relationship with God. It wasn't, I got saved in January, and it really wasn't until I got saved that everything really started making sense. You know, that sounds cliche, but God has a plan, and you need to have that relationship with him in order to follow that plan. God gave me a gift, and to all the other people, God gave them a gift, and I'm sure with that relationship, he will tell you how he wants you to use it.
Exactly. We hear so many horror stories about this industry, what it can do, how it can make you to break you, build you up, and tear you down. How are you preparing yourself mentally for that?
Well, I definitely have a great mentor. Definitely giving me the ins and outs, everything that I need to know. I have a great team around me. I serve a great God. So
yeah,
I'm really
absolutely
learning and taking advice from people that are more knowledgeable than I. So I'm definitely trying to prepare myself as much as possible.
Well, let's talk about French fries and apple pies. Are you working with DJ Jazzy Jeff on that? Tell us about that title. What's the title about?
I'm a college student. I go to Temple University.
Okay.
And I, you know, college students are broke a lot of the time, and I am also one of those college students.
Exactly, right.
So a lot of the time, you know, we're shopping at McDonald's on the dollar menu, and we're sitting in the studio one day. Carvin starts playing a track that Ivan had already made. And he goes, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? And I was being hungry, you know, greedy, and I say French fries and apple pies. So, Carvin being the awesome writer, the creative person he is, found a way that we could do it, so we start writing, and it came about, and it was awesome.
Wow. So it released the 4th of July this year. What was that experience having that song out there for the world to hear now?
It was an awesome experience. I mean, I think it was the first 2 weeks, Carvin, correct me if I'm wrong, but the first 2 weeks it had like 80,000 views.
Wow.
And it was just, it was unreal. It was such a blessing. It's just like, wow. And it was great able to release something that is, it's just pure, clean fun that people can enjoy. You know, no one is offended unless they really hate McDonald's. It was just great feeling.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, tell us where we can catch you online. Where can we follow you online and buy your music and all that?
Well, definitely check me out on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you search up Bria Marie or Ethical Music Entertainment, you can definitely find videos that way. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Bria Marie, MSBRIAMARIE, or the website, which is briamarie.com. It's pretty exciting to have my name as a website.
Exactly.
Facebook, the fan page, if you just look up Bria Marie, I don't think I'm missing any. There's lots of different sites.
No, I think you kind of got them on here. Yeah.
And Carvin, what about you? Are you Twittering? Where can we keep up with you?
Oh, yeah. I'm Carvin Hagens at Twitter, Facebook. And that's it. It's real simple. Carvin Hagens. As a matter of fact, I don't even think it's capitalized. It's all lowercase. Carvin Hagens. You can find me wherever you need. Just don't stalk me like Bria. As a matter of fact, you may have to stalk me in order to get my attention. But I respond, communicate. That's me active. That's not an assistant. That's not an aide. That's me.
That's you. And do you, what do you think about that with famous people, celebrities and whatnot, managing their own Twitter accounts and their Facebook accounts? What do you think about that? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, people have been caught under fire for tweeting the wrong thing or saying something they had to take back. What is your personal belief on that?
Well, you know, what's funny is it's definitely a great thing when you can have an artist that is really being active with his social media or her social media. But, you know, of course, every artist must be censored. And I think that when artists get sensitive and start shooting off at the mouth on Twitter, they have to realize you got 2-3 million followers, dude. Everybody's listening. So, it's almost like the same way you ain't going to curse in church, treat Twitter like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Good advice.
First thing
good
you ain't going to do in front of your mom or your dad, then treat Facebook like that. But, you know, some people use that as a sounding board and don't realize that that's going to be on there forever.
Exactly. Once you put it out there, it's out there.
It's out there.
I want to thank both of you for taking the time out your busy schedules. Bria, I want to tell you much success, wish you much success with your single, with the album, with everything. I know the best is yet to come from you. And Carvin, man, the hits, that's all I can say. Keep doing
it. Oh, man, thank you very much for having us, man. And again, everything that I do is a collaborative effort with my partner, Ivan, also another young producer we got, Stan Drinks. Also a writer, Rosie Bonds. Also another writer that helped out on a couple of things, Chanel Ray. And, you know, we got a nice little team, Alicia Miles.
Yeah,
we got a nice team over here that we all work to get it done, you know.
Well, you know, we are doing some great things, some big things. So much success to both of you all. And
thank you.
We'll be right back after this. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take a quick commercial break. We'll come right back with Stephen's Playlist.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
Well, now it's time to go on to Steven's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week, we select artists to play in our playlist, and tonight's playlist features songs by both major and independent artists, including Brandon Harris, Frank Ocean, Asia Major, and tonight's guest, Bria Marie. If you're interested in being featured on Steven's playlist, please email us at thestevennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now, remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We look forward to hearing from you, most definitely. Now, the first song is by our tonight's guest, Bria Marie, featuring Jazzy Jeff. It's entitled French Fries and Apple Pies. This is a remix version. Check it out and enjoy Steven's playlist.
Now, and we dress the queue when this makes it like old from. It's a girls' night out and we're dressed to kill, but it's way too late to order a meal. Everybody's getting restless, patience kinda testy, cause hungry is how we feel. So we went up to the drive-thru at the Club McDonald's, open till 2 a.m. Everybody's indecisive, holding up the line, and that's where the problem begins. One minute, Carlo, trying to figure what we want, son. Sitting silent, digging through my wallet, trying to budget when I know that I don't got it. Staring at the menu, steady contemplating, looking at the combos, number two and number eight, and that's a whole lot of food this late. C plus, I'm trying to watch my weight. Can I get some french fries and apple pies and maybe throw a chocolate shake? Can I get some french fries and apple pies? Don't want me to eat too much cause it's too late. I wanna french fries and apple pies and maybe throw a chocolate shake. Can I get some french fries and apple pies? Don't want me to eat too much cause it's too late. Trying to make sure we got the proper cash flow, so we pulled to the first window real slow. Hey Shaniqua, pleased to meet you. Can you separate the order if it won't be too much? Insert eye roll, suck teeth here. So we rolled up to the next cashier. Aww, look at you, tryna flirt with you up in the drive-thru. I must say that he looked kinda cute, but I can't get past that Mickey D suit. So he gave me the food with a little attitude. Why, sir, thank you, have a nice night too. The radio's back on, they playing my song. We all sang along, loud and wrong. Got a block up the road and I checked my bag. Oh snap, we gotta go back, cause they forgot the french fries and apple pies and maybe super chocolate shake. Wanna get some french fries and apple pies? Don't wanna eat too much cause it's too late. I wanna french fries and apple pies and maybe some chocolate shake. Wanna get some french fries and apple pies? Don't wanna eat too much cause it's too late.
I'm You feel, you know you were my first. black and white. Or do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever.
Pipes bust when you apply pressure. Airborne, you're infectious.
tonight won't be alone. No interruptions from the phone. Because my body's feeling bigger. Dripping like I've got some fever.
No distractions for the time.
Because you know what I prefer.
The famous three letters.
Before, so high, we're still climbing, even. out the most. Oh, can't believe that we're still surviving. Cause I'm slowly breaking down, even when I hold you close.
Keeps us together.
And if I lose you, I'm afraid I would lose who, who I gave my love to. That's the reason I stay around, even though I fell away. Oh,
Well, that was Steven's playlist. Hope you enjoyed it. We give a special shout out to our guest tonight. Very talented people. Carvin Hagen, say his name correctly, and Bria Marie. Definitely feeling her songs we played tonight. We played French Fries and Apple Pies remix featuring DJ Jazzy Jeff, and then her song IDK, I Don't Know. Definitely want to wish them the best. Thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you at home for listening. We'll be back again next week with another live show. And until next week, God bless. Good night.
Good night.